Hello, hello everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and today we're speaking with a special lady. She goes by the name of Marina Shran, and she is from Russia, Russian-born screenwriter. She's been doing her thing, though, here in the U.S. for many, many years now. You can search her up on IMDb, and she's been up to a lot of writing in her career. As of lately, though, she's been working on a very special project that is really geared towards women. And to be honest, looking through her IMDb, I kind of realized that most of her scripts are geared towards women. And that's obviously something, you know, always special because us women need always a lot of representation in life. And what better does any representation than screenplays, you know, scripts, books, things that people, you know, read and act out and, you know, experiences from others that we all like to, you know, see and learn in the big screen. So, yeah, the name of this script, though, of this screenplay goes by The Fruit of Our Womb, which explains a lot, you know, us being women and all. So without further ado, I want to have Marina on live to speak a little bit, not just about, you know, her experience in screenwriting and directing, but also why this project is so special. You know, this project is also independent, so it's being funded by Kickstarter. But I'll let Marina get into all that and, you know, mention where you guys can donate for her film after our interview. So without further ado, I have Ms. Marina Shran on the line. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. And you did a great job actually introducing the project. It definitely deals with female themes, and this is something I've been preoccupied throughout my career, first as a playwright and then as a filmmaker. So this particular film, it's actually the story itself. It's something I've been working on for a while. And initially, I was fascinated by the character of Christina, who is the heart of the story. Basically, the film is a behind-closed-doors look at the life of an affluent Manhattan couple and a homeless, sexually fluid teenage girl, and her name is Christina. And do they rescue her from the streets and take into their world? And so the story begins as this amazing instant family sort of starts off as a utopian dream, but then quickly degenerates into a nightmare. And so I was interested in kind of exploring why.
There's definitely a lot of, you know, a lot of real, you know, true stories going on in this script. And just when I read the synopsis for this film, I was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a real life thing that sometimes is kind of shocking to read on paper. You know what I mean? Those things that are like, wow, this is like someone's real life. You know what I mean? How do you go about, you know, writing about such a very, you know, sensitive topic that although has been in the media, you know, it's not really exploited enough, this whole sex trafficking thing and, you know, just kind of this kind of separate world that's out there that doesn't really get exposed as it should. You know, how do you go about putting all of that, you know, into an actual screenplay and, you know, hoping for the best, you know, hoping to get that right cast to actually really demonstrate all that you want to expose in the screenplay?
Well, you're right. The story itself, it sounds like something out of the headlines. But I guess what interests me about the story, it's not its sort of like sensational nature. And yes, this is a kind of a prescient, this is a very important issue that is not covered enough, not discussed, you know, with all the honesty that it requires. And so the way I approach it is by basically telling this story and exploring each character's humanity that sort of underlies their actions. So I'm not trying to, you know, expose or blame. I really, like, trust, you know, my characters to take us into their world, and then gradually we begin to discover, you know, some darkness underneath what seems like initially, you know, this desire to help this girl, to give her home, to give her love. So in a way, it's a love story. It's a dark, you know, love story. And I guess I can maybe mention Nabokov Lolita as an example of a novel and then later film that attempted to do just that. I guess it's important for me not to forget that my characters are humans, and I don't want people to be terrified by them or afraid of them. I want us to relate to them, because I think there's this darkness inside each one of us, and I think I want people to acknowledge that.
Definitely. Now, I mean, this is like I mentioned in my introduction, this is one of your many, many screenplays. You're also a director. How do you go about, you know, funding for your screenplays? You know, one thing is writing them, and another thing is actually getting them in front of the camera, you know, getting that production wheel running. So how do you go about, you know, this whole funding process? I know that Kickstarter was a huge thing like a few years ago. Is that still working for you in the crowdfunding process of your filmmaking?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. For me, this is actually quite new experience. I haven't done crowdfunding in the past. In fact, I've usually worked with producers. I made a couple of short films. Well, actually, the first one I did produce myself, but it was relatively cheap to shoot. And then I got some money for post-production. I got a grant from the Foundation for Contemporary Art, and that, you know, helped a lot. And then my second film was produced in Colombia, and I traveled there to make the film. And this project, this film, this is actually my first feature film as a writer, director. And I worked with several production companies on this project who optioned it. And there always was a problem aside, you know, from just kind of in general, it's kind of hard to get the money to get the project funded. But, you know, the sort of nature of the story, its provocative nature, it attracted some people, like, it turned, you know, others away. The fact that this is my first feature film, I was told that if I agreed to have another director, named director, to make this film, the funding would materialize much quicker. But for me to make it on my own, and so I finally decided to make it on my own terms and to make it independently, well, with the help of my creative team and production team. And that's why I came with this idea to do a Kickstarter. This is not the only source of money for this film, but it's a very important stage for us. We are trying to basically get some money to for pre-production, to get the cast, to pay the casting director, the production designer, to secure the locations. So, yeah, and so far we just launched the Kickstarter campaign about 10 days ago, and we're 30% funded. There's still a long way to go, but it's kind of exciting in a way, because not only you are asking people to back the project, you are also generating your future audience, and that's how I approach it. Those are the kind of those are the people who will want to see this film. I'm actually making this film for them.
Definitely. So, I mean, it is important to, I mean, obviously when people support, you know, that is definitely an audience that you're generating. But at the same time, I feel like just the script alone that you've created here, like you mentioned, it's you know, it's kind of erotic, you know, it has some, like, it has some freakiness behind it, right? And that definitely is something that tends to, you know, some people are always curious. Like, for instance, when the whole Twilight thing came out, you know, that was a very, very long, you know, kind of eroticness that kind of just that people just fell for, you know, the whole vampire and werewolf kind of thing. And this is not the same, but somewhat, you know, just as intriguing, you know, because it is a thriller. It is about, you know, teenage sexuality. It is about real life stuff that that's somewhat scary at the same time, you know, and dark, like you mentioned. I want to talk about your past projects. How do you feel that you've grown as a screenwriter from that very first time you published, you know, your first script till now?
Well, on the one hand, I think I'm still interested in the same themes. I'm exploring the same themes as I did in my first plays, not just screenplays. I began my career in theater. My background is in theater. I've been writing plays for actually much longer than I've been making films. So it was kind of a logical process for me. So I was always interested in exploring sort of the subconscious, the collective subconscious, the individual subconscious, and the sort of the place where the two meet. And in that sense, I'm kind of true to my preoccupations. But then with each new work, I try to kind of break a new ground. I don't like repeating myself. So each one of my screenplays and plays, you know, people who know my work, they sometimes can't even recognize my writing. They just, you know, at first they feel, you know, startled. And then they see, oh, yeah, I can see why you've written that and why, you know, this sort of new approach, new style, new genre. But, you know, some stories, this is like one of the stories that it's really close to my heart. And I can't explain why it's important to me personally. I can explain why it's important in terms of its, you know, sort of what's happening in the society, in our culture. But I can never quite understand why it's important to me personally. All I know is that I have to make this film. And it has to do as much with my life and my experience as a person and a human being, as well as a writer and a filmmaker.
Awesome. So definitely is that muse calling out to you. You feel like this story has to be told, and it's going to happen. I'm sure of it. I want to speak more about how people can actually help you fund for this, you know, for this production. So I mentioned Kickstarter because I did see that on your website. Is there another way that people can get funds to you? You know, how does that work?
Yes, we're basically using all sources that are available to us. I'm working with a producer, a co-producer on this project who has, you know, much more experience than I do in, you know, making independent films. And he produced some wonderful films, including the A Lonely Planet that got some awards in Toronto Film Festival a couple of years ago and a few others. And
wonderful.
So we are actually in the process of casting the film. You know, I can't underestimate how important it is to have a strong cast, to have, you know, some really, you know, serious name actors attached. And I think there are some the parts in the film, you know, I think appeal to, you know, wonderful actors. There's a lot there to explore. And we are also planning to get some investors on board. But I think Kickstarter will help us to basically tap into this, you know, larger, like, funding sources. It's kind of like the stage in the process. And we are also accepting some tax-deductible donations, you know, which for some people is a kind of an easier way to contribute to the film. It's we have a partner organization, and we can do it, you know, through them.
And let me ask you, is this being casted in New York or L.A.?
Well, we are planning to shoot the film in New York, but when it comes to actors, I guess most, you know, many, at least many actors, they are bicoastal. So what we're trying to focus on our New York scene, and, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
Wonderful. I mean, definitely. I mean, the story does fall in Manhattan, correct? Is it based in
yes.
Manhattan? Okay.
It's,
so,
it's
I mean,
based
definitely.
In Manhattan, yeah, in the early 90s. It's kind of a different Manhattan than it is today.
Yeah.
But yes.
Well, that's
it's
amazing. Have you ever
story.
written anything in, like that, that's like a period piece?
You know, I have. Well, if you consider this a period piece, I guess the 90s is a period piece, but it's also, you know, it's not that far kind of removed in time. I've written a play that takes place in for several sort of aisles, periods in time. It kind of starts in a biblical place and then moves to like a historical aisle. It's sort of a meditation on Russian history, Jewish history. It's called Time of the Beast. It's sort of a story of a biblical triangle, Rachel, Jacob, and Leah, that kind of keeps spinning in time. And the last sort of aisle is New York, present day. But then it kind of goes through all these periods in between. That's kind of as close as I got to a real period piece.
Definitely. So, Marina, I'd like to have you tell our listeners where they can support your film and where they can support you as a writer, if you have any social networks or a website where they can reach out to you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The easiest way to find my website, it's Marina Schwan. There's also the website for the film, and it's The Fruit of Our Womb. You know, if you could just type it, it will come up. The Kickstarter project is also, if you just type The Fruit of Our Womb movie on the Kickstarter, it's listed also as the one of the projects they love. So it should be easy to find there. We also have a Facebook page. We have quite a, you know, big following. It kind of keeps, you know, building as we speak. So those who want to follow the project can find us on Facebook as well. But if this story sounds like something that appeals to the listeners, please find us on Kickstarter, and you can read about the project. You can watch the teaser. And yes, if you can help us out in any way, that would be great. That would be
definitely
great.
Definitely. Here on the Sasha Marina Show, I love to support, you know, I love to support the artists. I love to support people like yourself that are always, you know, that always have that passion for art. Like you said, you have to do this script and you have to make this movie. So it's going to happen, girl. Definitely. And with the help of your producers and hopefully, you know, that those fans and that audience that you're going to create, you know, it will happen for sure. So I definitely look forward to hearing more about you and in the near future, getting to see this movie. I hope, you know, that this goes, you know, in the perfect world, how would you consider this, you know, being finished? Cause I know it's going to take some time to fund and to cast. What do you say, about a year and a half or two?
We're planning to shoot in September. That's kind of our schedule. Yes. And so we're kind of working towards that goal. And, you know, everything we do is just sort of, but we have a very specific, you know, goal. And yes.
Wonderful. So September. So definitely, hopefully this will
be
done.
Shooting in September and hoping, you know, to have the first cut ready by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Early, you know, January of 2000. You know, 20, or maybe, you know, present, a gift for Christmas to all of us.
Definitely. And I could definitely help you. I mean, you're not going to need any help because you're in your New York already, and you're going to have, you know, hopefully a line of cast around your audition. But, you know, you could always look for people from all over, and you never know when you get that right actress or actor, you know, to play the role that you want them to. So that definitely is a job all in itself, not just writing the script, but like you said earlier, you know, getting the right cast to actually play this.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So, Marina, I'd like to thank you so much once again for taking your time and being here on the show with us. Again, I look forward to hearing more from you and seeing your work. Have a great night. You take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I will keep you posted. Bye.
So that was Marina Schron. She is a screenwriter, director. She's been in the industry for some time now. Like I said, you can check her out on IMDb. She is based out of New York. For those actors out there, you know, keep a lookout for her casting that will be hopefully starting the beginning of the fall, so like September. So you should be, you know, if you want, I would keep up with their page on Facebook and see whenever they put up those casting notices, you know. And other than that, obviously crowdfunding is very important. They are about 30% funded right now. So, you know, with your help, hopefully they can be 80% funded by September, if not 100%. So make sure to check out the website at www.thefruitofourwomb.com. Check out their Kickstarter. Like she said, you can do a tax-deductible donation. So that's always good for those charitable people. And yeah, stay tuned with us here on TSMS Radio. We have some special guests, as always, for next week in our Let's Talk Business segment and our Entertainment Life segment as well. So thank you all so much for tuning in today. Stay tuned with us through thesashamarinashow.info. Check out our podcast, what guests we'll be having up next, as well as our Instagram, The Sasha Marina Show, kind of tells you what we have going on our show. So you all take care. Thank you for tuning in, and bye-bye.